Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You are listening to me all by myself. I'm waiting for Janine Avila to come into her own radio show. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. I think, wherever she is. She is usually in Dallas, Texas, which would mean it would be 7:30 p.m. her time. But she flew over to California to be with her sister, Annette, and her mom. I don't know her mom's name. But anyway, she's over to see her sister and take care of her mom as well during some of these challenges associated with these coronavirus things. And as a result of that, she's not here. So I'm just buying a little bit of time to see if she's just running a bit late or she's going to be showing up. So we'll see just in a second or two. But I'm going to give you my little Janine Avila introduction in the middle, and then we have a replay in case she doesn't show up. So Janine Avila and I met many years ago, and I was doing a radio show with a good friend of ours. Her name is still Doris Wood. Doris Wood is in her 80s. Doris Wood was one of the first direct sales women in the country that achieved like really great success. So she's a slight woman now, meaning Doris at 80 somewhat years old. But man, she used to be, or probably was, she was hot when she was younger. And I mean by that is she's feisty now. She was probably really feisty way back then. So Doris was, and still is always, very good at what she does. She founded the original MLMIA, which stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. And as a result of the MLMIA, a lot of businesses, vendors, distributors, and anybody associated with home-based businesses, specifically network marketing or MLM companies, probably passed through that. And Doris has survived us all. Well, Janine was helping to do some stuff, and Janine checked in as a guest speaker with Doris when we were doing the MLMIA radio show. And I found it was really quite natural and easy to have a nice conversation with Janine. She is and was at that time fun. She was really easy to talk to, and I knew that she's doing it. She's living it. I mean, this gal was the real deal. And I say this playfully. She was a single mom, and still is. 7 kids. And they're all grown. She's very fertile, or she raises fertile kids, because she's like 87 million grandkids. And she's just a really fun person to be around, but she's also a hard worker. And as a result of all of those things, she was really easy and still is very easy to talk to. Well, she's been in and out of consulting for our industry, distributorship for our industry, and corporate member for our industry, as well as all the other things that I mentioned a little bit earlier. She called me up in 2019 and said, I'm back, and can we do a couple of radio shows? And I said, absolutely. Always enjoyed working with you. Kind of like re-energize my attitude towards the industry as well and re-energize my energy towards the business for sure. You're a lot of fun to talk to, and you really develop some really great content. Well, I really had no idea how much of an impact she might have on me. I say this sincerely. She shared with me devices. I had previously bought, before Janine, I think, my Amazon device. I got to mute her out, so otherwise she's going to start talking to me. Alexa. So for all you people that have Alexas and you have little blue circles spinning on your Alexa devices for right now, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm talking about. She doesn't react to my voice as much as she might yours, so it's probably not too much of a pain in the neck. But we started talking about those devices. And my friend Michael Rothberg, I like to give credit where credit is due, is a gentleman who used to be associated with this industry. And Michael also happens to be blind. And because I am having a challenge with my vision, Michael said to me, you better learn how to use these things before you go blind than after you go blind. I said, Michael, you're probably right. So besides losing my mind, meaning like way too many things to do, he had planted the seeds of buying one of these Alexa devices. And I did not know what they were or what they did, but I had a natural suspicion of the idea of letting anything have a microphone always on in my home didn't sound like such a great idea. if you're a conspiracy person or somebody interested in privacy, because it's always on. So I kind of resisted for a little bit, wound up buying one, and then in my OCD moments, like my obsessive compulsive disorder moments, or in my overly aggressive moments, I decided I really like this, and I bought like 4 or 5 of them. Now, I'm cheap, so I buy them on eBay. So sorry, Jeff Bezos. You know, I don't buy them full retail price over at Amazon. I find deals. So I bought like 4 or 5 of them because I wanted one in the bathroom, one in the kitchen, one in my office. And then I have granddaughter, so I gave one to my granddaughter. I have a son, gave one to my other son. And then my daughter didn't want one because she doesn't do those things because it came from her dad. So you know how that works. So anyway, so I was using this little Alexa device, and then I started digging in a little bit. I really liking it, and I kept hearing Janine talk about this show, this Amazon or this Alexa show device, and I'm like, I know what the dot is. The dot is the audio thing. What's the show? And she was telling me about her mom and how she could drop in, just remember that term, drop in, on her mom who was in a house attached to her sister's house, Annette, and they were able to go drop in on mom. Now, mom for Janine is older, and she's got Alzheimer's or, you know, one of those dementia kind of things where you never know where mom might be and you want to check up on her. And the cool thing about this drop-in feature on this Alexa show is that you can just say drop in on mom, and it'll drop in on mom wherever she is. So drop in on mom's kitchen if you name it mom's kitchen, or drop in on mom's bedroom, or drop in on the, you know, the patio, and it'll drop in wherever you go. Now, you'd have to have a device in front of that with the camera pointed in the right direction. But I had heard her talk about that, and I said, that sounds pretty cool. And we all have tipping points, those defining moments that make you buy stuff. So for me, it was Black Friday. So Black Friday of this year, I said, you know what? I bet you they're going to have these Amazon shows for sale on Black Friday. And my tipping point was my daughter. Remember the one who would never use anything that dad said? Because she does her own thing with her own friends. And I probably don't want to check out her Facebook site, if you know what I mean. Well, my daughter joined the Marines. And I knew that would suck, because she'd be away from home, and she's like the baby of the family. So I'd want to see her, because I'm a softy that way. And she'd want to see her mom, and, you know, stuff like that. So I bought 3 shows, cheap ones. I went for the little ones first, the 5-inchers. They were like $50 a piece. I bought them for shipping, tax, everything included for $150, which isn't really that expensive. And they all do the same things the Audio Alexa device does as well. So they're about the size of a smartphone. 5 inches, that's what they call the Alexa Show 5. So when I bought that, I set up the first two, one for my kitchen, one for my wife's bedroom, so we could test it, because you can't have them so close together because they'll echo together. So anyway, so we had this really neat experiment. It was really cool. And it also lets you have Amazon Prime movies on there as well, so if you want to watch the movies, that's pretty cool. And then so this is where, and the reason why I'm telling you this long winding story is this is the impact that Janine Avila had with one of the devices that she recommended. Then my mother-in-law got sick, and my mother-in-law is in her 80s, and my wife had to fly back to New York to visit her dad, and her dad would have never been able to figure any of these things out on his own, because he doesn't even still know how to do the cell phone thing, and he's in his early 80s as well. He's a smart man, but he just doesn't understand the technology behind it because he doesn't have anybody there to explain it to him. So we packed her up with one of my devices, because remember, we bought 3. I sent one to my mom, and then we had 2. So I had to buy another one. So you can see what I mean by OCD. So anyway, so I bring it up to her dad, and now she can drop in on her dad. So she set it up when she was there and showed him how to use it when he was there. And he thinks it's pretty cool, because he can play all the music that he never got a chance to play. So he can ask her questions, and he thought that was really cool that you can ask her questions, you know, like how do you spell something, or what temperature is it over here, or, you know, fun questions, and she's going to answer you, so he kind of gets a kick out of that. But it's a really great way of being able to communicate, because we can say, drop in on Papa, and there we go, he'll drop in on Papa. Well, just recently, as early as a few hours ago, I bought my daughter, you know, it's the 8-inch one. So there's an Alexa 8. So there's the 5, which is a small one. There's the 8, which is a bigger one. And by the way, it's got a great sound system. I took my Alexa 5, which has a little nice sound system, and I attached it to my Bose speakers, so it has a really nice sound system now. But the Alexa Show has a sound system completely great on its own. I was really amazed. And anyway, so now we're using hers for now, because she just went to boot camp, and they won't let her take those things to boot camp because, you know, they're in the ground playing with the mud and shooting things. She's in the Marines. But I showed her how to do it from her phone. So while she's quarantined, believe it or not, in the training that she's starting in wherever she is, the cool thing is that she was able to drop in on my wife. Really think I could put a price tag on the ability for me to be able to see my daughter, my daughter be able to see my wife, or my daughter to be able to go drop in on her grandma because we're all sharing the same account. So I'll tell you, I probably would have never, ever, 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 ever gone to the extent of using these devices if it wasn't for someone showing me, and it happened to be Janine Avila from the Janine Avila radio show that showed me. So that was one. And those have really been a really nice addition. So if you don't have one of those devices and you're inclined to try, they're really kind of cool. Now, to save yourself some money, you know, I'm frugal. I have to earn my income. You know, I learned a long time ago what it was like to work. So I never got it. I was like never one of those fortunate people that just had it handed to them. I had to work for every dollar, and that might be a slight exaggeration, but I do. I've had to work for every dollar, so I understand the value of spending it. And some people might wonder, you know, why, you know, just buy it and get it over with. I'm like, no, I just get a certain satisfaction of saving money. So I buy my stuff on eBay. So you can find that Alexa 8, like I did, for as low as $75. And not that the federal government doesn't need the money, but they can print theirs on their own. When you buy it on eBay, almost all the time you don't have to buy it and pay tax. So you have it shipped. Most of the people offer free shipping because it's a marketing ploy. But I bought it for $75, and if I went to Amazon right now, I think it's like $130. So I'm cheap, so I can get another one if I want another one. So anyway, so the reality is I bought her an 8. I'll wind up probably buying myself an 8 because I got to sip the 8 to my daughter when she has a more permanent address. If they're going to be able to have her use the Wi-Fi, I got to check that out. But the reality was it made a very, very, very big difference. And it can make a big difference maybe for you or some of your family, especially now where you are stuck with this coronavirus thing. So if you're quarantined, self-quarantined, or just being overly precautious with whatever's going on with this virus thing, these types of devices can help really. You know, it's not the same as being there, but it comes pretty close. So my daughter was able to drop in when she was at the airport because of the internet connection from her phone, because you can have an Alexa device in your home, but also you can do it from your phone. So if you have the app, you can do the drop-in thing from your phone. So whenever she's out, she can go drop in. It helped me. When I went to her boot camp celebration, graduation, which was in South Carolina over in Parris Island, we have a dog. And first time we ever really left the dog alone for any period of time, because I work from home, so the dog's never alone. And the reality was is that the dog was kind of freaking out. So I was able to go drop in and just kind of make sure the dog was okay. And the dog was lonely. Boy, she was howling. It was kind of sad. But I was able to drop in on the bedroom. And I was able to drop in on the kitchen, and I was able to kind of make sure that she was okay, which she was. But it was really kind of neat that I – and by the way, dogs can't see humans in the Alexa. We kind of found that out. At least this one won't. But the true part of it is it was just really neat. Now, another device that Janine kind of put in front of me was this thing called a Rocket Book. So Rocket Book doesn't make any sense. It's just a name. But what it is a regular notebook. I'm sorry, it's not a regular notebook. It's about the size of a smaller notebook, but it's got these erasable pages. So the simplest way I think I can say is go to YouTube and go look up Rocket Book. But when she mentioned the Rocket Book, it's got these erasable pages. You have to use a special ink. And it's got this little QR code in the bottom left of every page. And you can write your notes and then take your phone after you downloaded the Rocket Book app. And you can take a picture of it using the app, instantly save it. It'll email it to you or upload it into the cloud if you have like a Google Drive or whatever you normally save things on. And it'll also do something called OCR, which is optical recognition. So it'll change the text, I'm sorry, it'll change the image that you wrote into words. So if you write it halfway decent, it's pretty good. If you write it halfway decent, it'll actually change it into text, which means that's pretty cool. So I thought that was really sweet. So my son was coming down to visit us, to drive us to South Carolina for my daughter's graduation from the Marines. And I bought a couple of them because he's a school teacher. And his wife is a research person. And they don't live around here anymore. But I figured, you know what, as a school teacher, you probably would use something like this. So I bought him one. I bought his wife one as well. So they drove up with two of them. And then I wanted one. I bought one for my granddaughter. And they are really sweet. I mean, they are cool. Now, I'll share with you. Because of my eyes, I had mentioned I'm losing my vision because of glaucoma. So, like really, like seriously, like I'm going blind. I don't know when lights are out completely. And I say that casually, but kind of in a scary way. I don't use a pen anymore on a notebook like I used to, because I can't see it. So I switched to a magic marker. So like a black Sharpie is what I use on a piece of paper. So it's bigger, it's easier for me to see. But it's not easy, it's kind of messy. And I said, you know, my daughter, though, taught me that I could write again. So I had stopped writing because I couldn't see it. But when your daughter's in Marine boot camp and you want to write your daughter, you learn how to write all over again. So I wrote her a whole bunch of letters, and I said, you know, I guess I could do this if I wanted to, and I went really slow. And plus, I wanted her to be able to read it, so I went even slower, and I printed. So I said, you know, if I do that same thing on this Rocket Book, I can actually change my handwritten notes into digital notes and then have them saved on my computer. Now, can you put a price tag on that for someone like me, who's making the necessary adjustments of losing my vision, or maybe someone like my son, who's a school teacher, and might come up with, you know, fantastic brain, you know, farts in the middle of the night or something like that they might want to write down or share with his class as a school teacher because he can't see them anymore and give them something that could be updated? That's a really great tool. Now, if you go to Rocketbook, or you do a YouTube search and go to Rocketbook, or do some Google search and go to Rocketbook, you can probably find them for anywhere from $30 for the notebook. It's reusable. So it's not like you're going to use it and you're going to throw it away. So it's $30 for a notebook. Well, it's reusable. Pages are kind of plasticky. I know that's not a word. But it's almost like the plastic covers, like the sheets that you would put something in when you're a kid in school. So something like that. Not exactly. It's a lot easier to write on. Use a Flexicon pen that comes with the Rocket Book and that are probably replaceable. I don't know how long they last, but I'm sure they last plenty long. And then all you have to do is use a damp cloth and wipe it down. So they're reusable. But if you check on eBay, I was buying them for, I must have bought, at least a half a dozen, maybe 8 or 10 of them by now. Because I was buying them like in spurts, like, oh, shoot, I should get another two over here, maybe another one over here, maybe I'll try this one over there. They come in different sizes. So I bought some for as low as like $25. And remember, that's tax and shipping and everything included. So if you search, you can probably save some money if you buy it on eBay as well. So two devices that have made a very big difference as a result of my conversations here with Jeanine Avila. So that's the stuff, and I playfully say, stop recommending stuff because it's costing me too much money. And I say this sincerely, but they are some of the best. It's some of the best dollars I've really sincerely spent, not only for the business, but also for personal use as well. So she's also given us great regular tips. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, that's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeanine, J-A-N-I-N-E, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that she's provided. So if you're learning on how to work from home, different tools and different tips, different sincere ideas, you want to listen to it. She does most of the talking on most of them, and she has just a great manner and demeanor, but she's really good at what she does. So I enjoy being on the radio shows because she reminds me of things that I need to be doing as well, practical stuff. So buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeanine. She's got her own website, Jeanine Avila, A-V-I-L-A. So that's Jeanine, A-V-I-L-A.com. I believe through the conversations that we've had, she's Portuguese, because we always talk about stuff in Portugal, Portuguese stuff, especially food. So I think she's Portuguese. That's where the Avila came from. But if you go to JeanineAvila.com, she also is pretty active on those social media things like Facebook. So she does Facebook Lives. And she's been very successful, obviously, in this industry at every level. So she's got a lot to be able to share. Now, her mom is California, like I had mentioned. So the idea that she's able to run a business and then jump on a plane and be able to take care of her mom and still do the business and have the discipline to be able to do that and still run her family and do the stuff that she does. She's got kids and grandkids, and then help her sister and then fly back and all the cool things that she does is really just a great example of if you want to, you can figure it out and you can do it. And she's just really got her head together. Now, recently, she was having some health challenges. Not like serious health challenges, but she was coughing and getting sick a lot. She couldn't figure it out because she usually doesn't cough and get sick a lot. And they found that she had mold, M-O-L-D, in the apartment that she's in. So now she's dealing with that. So she missed one or two of our radio shows because she said, just don't feel well. And the other ones were, like, she had to move. Like, she had to move, meaning move out, while they were fixing the mold situation. So that might be something else that people might listen to as well. If you have a cough or a cold that just doesn't seem to be going away, and besides this coronavirus stuff, it could be something like that. And she had really never even thought about anything like that before, but they tested it, and that's what she had. So just a great person, fun to be around. She does a whole bunch of different things in the industry, and she's wonderful as far as to listen to. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, start at the beginning of the pages, and you'll be able to hear all of them. So I'm going to guess that because I know she's taking care of her mom and she has not responded back to me, there's probably something came up. And when it comes to Jeanine and her mom and things coming up, I'll give her a pass for missing our radio show. So that's why I kind of just was able to sing her praises. And some of the things that she's done that sincerely has meant a big difference to me. So if you go shop around, now there's other devices that can do some of the things that the Amazon Alexa stuff can do. So Google has their own version. I think Microsoft even has their own version. I'm a little bit partial to the Alexa thing, only because they were one of the first, certainly some of the biggest, and they are, I think, some of the most creative. So I think they're going to be the market leader for the longer period of time. Now, if you have concerns about security, you probably should, because it's always on. So if you're ever having one of those super-duper, duper-duper-duper conversations, pull the power cord. So if you're doing something, meaning you just don't want to even take a chance of it being on, pull the power cord. If you have any smart device nowadays, almost every smart device you have, they figured out that if it's, you know, especially if it's voice controlled, It's always on, and it can always be listening, and probably is. Smart TVs, any smart devices could always be on, and it could be recording everything you're doing and translating it all, putting it into a database and using it for whatever purposes, whether it's marketing purposes or whether it's other, you know, surveillance purposes. Probably it's going to be marketing purposes, but you never know how things go. It could have something to do maybe with, as artificial intelligence starts happening, other purposes as well. So that's the price that we pay or give up sometimes for using these devices. So if it's not powered on, I'm not talking about just push the power button or the mute button, because that could be a false indicator. So what you want to do is you want to disconnect the power, like pull out the electricity. So if you pull out the electricity, then it has no way of doing that. Hard to do on your TV, by the way, but a little bit easier to do on your device. So if you're really having one of those days where you need to have some really super serious confidential conversations, then you would do that. But otherwise, there's probably nothing too much that the government hasn't figured out what you got going on. And they're probably looking at other people other than you anyway. So having said that, I think I'm going to call it a call before I say something I'm probably not supposed to. And remind you that on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the Pacific Coast, if that's where Janine is, we usually do this radio show, buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. And one last thing, since I'm on my little Alexa thing, you know, there's this term I use, LSFSWB. LSFSWB. Looking for something, found something else that worked better. So it's the good old LSFSWB technique. Well, when I was doing some things with Alexa, I saw something called a skill. And I said, what's a skill? An Alexa skill? Alexa skill is a little bit like an app. So I said, those things could do an app? So, of course, so we even built an Alexa skill on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you go into your store on Amazon or your Alexa store and you go looking for Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to enable the app. Or if you talk to her and you say, Alexa, play Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to play Building Fortunes Radio. So we have one for that, and we have another one for MLM Radio. So the only reason why I mention that is because there might be some of you that say, you mean then anybody worldwide, if they say, Alexa, open up Building Fortunes Radio, they'll hear it? And just to kind of play it a little bit, here we go. Alexa, open up Building Fortunes Radio.
Now playing Building Fortunes Radio.
And
welcome,
there we go.
Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com.
So anybody in the world, anywhere, if they said her name and then open Building Fortunes Radio, they'd be able to hear our radio shows. So on that note, I'm going to say thanks for listening in, and we're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. I will keep you guys up to date on what's cooking with Janine. I'm sure she'll be able to tell us the same, and we'll see you on the next radio show. Be safe, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.